Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
U.S. stocks rise after three-day loss. Earnings ahead. They've got all these reports on MSNBC, CNBC saying the stock market's not a hoax. Everything's fine. One big reason you see the stock market still going up is all that QE money and all that inflationary money is following it. I want to show TV viewers a photo. Radio listeners can just go to New York Daily News and see it. Former presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush spotted together at NCAA championship game. Because they now call Clinton Bubba and brother, and he's a member of the family. You know, I need to do a whole special report on this just to redocument it, because it's all there. That when Bush was president, Herbert Walker, he met secretly 11 times with Bill Clinton a year into his term, a year and a half before Clinton was even really running. I mean, Mena, Arkansas, the Bushes, total gangsters. It is a sick joke. Clinton was the really fourth term of George Herbert Walker Bush, because Reagan got shot pretty quick, got given cold blood, got, you know, they would sleeping pill him up and then hype him back up to go out and give a speech. So, I mean, most of Reagan's terms were George Herbert Walker Bush, Mr. CFR, Trilateral Commission, Federal Reserve, CIA, all of it. And then Clinton, they did that whole stage deal with Clinton. They put Clinton in, and now they've got that scam charity together where they spend the money on their private jets. I mean, it's just a total joke. And it's just like Boehner, you know, won't repeal Obamacare. He'll just mess with it and act like he did something to confuse the public. That's why we're in trouble. Boehner plays golf with Obama, and they hang out and scam everybody. And Clinton is CIA, and that even came out, him and Hillary, when they were in England. We even know the name of their section chief. And it's just a total joke. These are people that use the CIA to set up their own personal covert coup, but they're smarter than, like, you know, folks in third world countries. They don't just stay in power. They rotate in amongst the little inner group. And so Obama got brought forward by the Clintons, and now Hillary's back. And it's like North Korea. You know, you got the grandpa, then you got Kim Jong-il, you got Kim Jong-un. And I guess they all like, you know, I guess they all like sports together. Why not have Dennis Rodman there with them? It's just a sick. Clinton and Bush sat next to each other in the luxury box to the Dallas Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, at AT&T Stadium Monday, laughing at their images were shown in the giant stadium view boards. I mean, what a joke. Former President Bill Clinton initially took a back seat to his successor during the national anthem at the NCAA game. But it just goes on from there. But once the game began, Clinton and former President Bush gathered in the same row and sat next to each other in a luxury box belonging to Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, who gets the stadium paid for by taxpayers. Man, all these rich people, these billionaires, get their money off us. And then they're the ones always lobbying for higher taxes. Warren Buffett, Jerry Jones, all of you, I hate you. You make me want to vomit. I can't believe Jerry Jones has the same name my grandfather had. It is just, it's so obnoxious. These they all just want to preen and sit and, you know, watch a game and have everyone get into it. And oh my gosh, they're such big stars. A bunch of thieving, taxpayer-sucking elites. Jerry Jones, net worth, $2.7 billion. Yeah, it wouldn't be that if he paid for his $1.5 billion stadium. Or the stadium before that, that was $800 million. But no, the suckers all paid for it and guaranteed his investment. So he can sit up there with those two criminals, George W. Bush and Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton, and literally suck off of us because they're all tax exempt. You know when the taxes are going to get cut? When the elites stop being tax exempt. That's the real discrimination. Warren Buffett, all of them. Cynthia McKinney's coming up to cover the waterfront with us. Your phone calls as well. Stay with us.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
We are joined until 50 after today, then we'll come back and play Leanne McAdoo's special report. We are joined by former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, who's one of the most demonized people out there because she upsets the entire political structure. And she joins us now to discuss the Ukraine, Syria, what's happening all over the world, what's happening with Obamacare. You know, as she has said many times, paraphrasing others, Obama isn't the lesser of two evils. He's the more effective of evils. Do you imagine if Bush would have gotten a third term and would have tried this type of stuff? The country, to quote KRS-One on this broadcast, was on the verge of revolution. Put Bush in a third term, you would have had a revolution. You put Obama in, everybody goes back to sleep. And then he can launch wars, invade Africa with AFRICOM, which I said in the Obama deception 6 years ago. We knew who his advisors were. We knew who was financing him. People say, well, then should we have voted for John McCain? No. It's like a Don King match. It's like, who do I bet on in this heavyweight championship? He owns both the fighters. You can bet your bottom dollar. It's rigged. He was rigging bookmaking 50 years ago. And beating people to death. So the answer is you don't bet on either pony. And it comes down to that. It comes down to getting past the political labels and getting past the football issues that they pass back and forth, and getting down to the fact that we've been conquered by offshore megabanks that are engaging in divide and conquer and COINTELPRO and Cass Sunstein's cognitive infiltration to make us infight with each other, black, white, old, young, north, south, east, west, while the power structure sets up a paramilitary force to go after their domestic enemies. And that's what's happening here, is the ruling class wants to continue their predatory activity. And I wanted to get Cynthia McKinney's take on all these issues. But first off, I wanted to get her take on the armored vehicles, the 2.6 billion rounds of ammunition, Homeland Security training to take on gun owners and libertarians and constitutionalists and people, anti-war folks, the whole list is anybody who's politically aware, has a conscience, whatever name you call yourself, if you're involved, if you don't want the NSA spying on you, they're now saying Homeland Security's for us. This is a classical tyrannical takeover in slow motion, but it's accelerating. And the only way they can get it done is with Obama. And so that's why I point out that Obama has been so destructive, because they can have people like, what was it, Agent C-17, Al Sharpton, who I know Cynthia McKinney knows. I want to get her take on this. We can have people like this gentleman who it's now coming out supposedly, this FBI informant and all the rest of it. Well, look at what we heard about Jesse Jackson or any of, not just, quote, black leaders, other people. This whole government system of infiltrating out there. Cynthia, I've thrown out a shotgun effective information. Run, Cynthia, run.org. Folks still want you to run for Congress again, and we'll talk about that later as well. Will you do it? But I just threw all that out there. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, the system of informants, let's deal with that one first, because we don't know. The Department of Homeland Security, and you have reported this, has recruited people from neighborhoods, not just from organizations and from corporations, but from neighborhoods, average, ordinary folk, to serve as informants, to let, this whole thing, if you see something, say something. Well, it comes from someplace. And what it comes from is having a whole new set of eyes. That's your friends' eyes, your cohorts in your organizations, your social and community organizations, in your churches. You don't know who is who anymore, because one of the ways that the FBI used in COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, to disrupt organizations was through the cultivation of informants. And eventually, as one friend of mine said in the Black Panther Party, there were more informants than there were members. And this is the embodiment of everything that we heard was happening in communist countries that the United States was supposedly against. So this whole informant cultivation, I was against. It was a voice vote that was taken for the establishment of the Department of Homeland Security. And I was by myself again. But I did my voice vote against the establishment of the Department of Homeland Security. That was in the International Relations Committee. The bottom line is that we don't need a Department of Homeland Security. And if I were back in Congress, maybe that's one of the first bills I introduce, is to dismantle what has been constructed, because the only purpose of Homeland Security, it's not that they have tried to tell us that our fellow Americans are enemies. So they're securing whom from whom? That's the first thing. Second thing, with respect to President Obama, well, you mentioned Obamacare, which, I just think is, I had a friend over here on March 30th, No, March 31st. And so that was the last day, which, of course, they've extended, but it was the last day. And we don't know. There hasn't been enough talk, in my opinion, on the IRS hammer that's going to come down on people who, for whatever reason, don't sign up. But first of all, when you go through the process, you have to give the government so much of your information. Now, you know, there was a time when I would have supported that. And under different circumstances, I might support. But under the current circumstances, where I'm not really even going to get health care, what I'm going to get is health insurance. The other thing is that people are saying, oh, well, you know, my health insurance cost me zero. That is not correct, because the subsidy is a government payment from the government of direct pipeline to the insurance companies. Now, the insurance companies are part of the problem. They stepped in between the patient and the healthcare provider.
That's right. They want to control the quality of care, cut it back, jack up the price. They're the ones that wrote it. That's why the Republican leadership won't kill it. It's a big scam, just like Clinton and Bush together being best buddies. That whole thing was staged. That's come out. They're all in the CIA. It's all a big scam. The insurance companies wrote it to rip everybody off. It's not even socialist health care. It's fascist health care.
No, you're absolutely right. And my position is Medicare for all. Okay. Now, if I were going to get health care, that's one thing.
Oh, I got to say, that would have been so easy. You don't qualify. You're poor. You get Medicare. No. We got to give corporate welfare to the insurance companies. That is just on its face, 500 times worse than any limited solution of taking care of poor people.
It absolutely is 500 times worse. You couldn't have said it better. And then this matter, getting back to Homeland Security and the cultivation of the informant, it appears that what's happening is through this Department of Homeland Security, we're reinstating COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, which when it became public, the excesses of the FBI and the activities of the CIA inside the United States, which are illegal, when that all became public, the public said, hey, no more. And we had courageous members of Congress who served on the Frank Church Committee. It was headed by Senator Frank Church, who exposed 90%, not all, but 90% of the cards. And they talked about what COINTELPRO, what the FBI had done against Dr. King, what the FBI had done against the anti-war movement. They talked about what they had done, what the CIA had done in targeted assassination. All of the cards were laid out so that the American people would have an idea of what their government was doing. Now we have the most secrecy, and this is coming from a president who said that there was going to be transparency introduced in government. So the whole thing is rotten. Now, what is it that we have to do, Alex, in order to cut out? We have to excise that part that's rotten and then try and rejuvenate it with healthy organisms. The healthy organisms, that's us. That's us. And so the first thing that we have to do is defend ourselves and make sure that the government doesn't encroach on us any more than it already
has. I agree. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney's there, and we'll put her Facebook up on screen. What's the best way for people to find your Facebook? Just type in Cynthia McKinney Facebook?
Cynthia McKinney Official, because there's about six or seven.
I understand. It's the one with the sunflowers on it.
That's right, the one with the sunflowers.
All right, we'll be right back. Folks, we've got to identify this system as illegitimate first, point out it's criminal, And then we got to get together and start saying no and have unity. That's what they're scared of.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. Terraganix.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
You know, if you watch CNN or Fox News, you wouldn't even know who Cynthia McKinney was by the things they said about her, the way they twisted what she stood for. It's like MSNBC saying that I said Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma. Said no such thing. But they say I'm deeply racist, and they don't even show a clip of me saying anything deeply racist. They show nothing. And that's what they would do with her, is just harass her, not let her in the Capitol, act like she did something wrong. Just basic COINTELPRO garbage. They will do stuff like, you know, go to people's preachers. And most big preachers at megachurches are now FBI InfraGuard assets on record. They try to recruit every dentist my dad knows. to spy on people, and they tell them, you know, leave your husband or leave your wife. If the person's politically active, the preachers tell them that. They've got most of the authority figures, because the average authority figure gets approached by the FBI or the CIA, and they go, I'm a secret agent. I get an InfraGuard card. I get a clergy response team card. And then you tell people, hey, most of these big megachurch preachers are government agents now. And people just don't even believe it. Because, well, that's not a free country. That's not happening. Cynthia McKinney finishing up in the short segment, long segment coming up. I want to get into what's happening around the world and where you see things going. But finishing up with what you were getting to about how to stop this. And I mean, you're a go-getter. I think we need courage. Look what you did exposing the trillions missing at the Pentagon. Look at what you did exposing the government pedophile rings. Look at what you did exposing it all. They didn't even deny it when you brought it all up, but they looked scared. And so they threw everything they had against you to kick you out of Congress to put a guy in there that thinks islands float.
You're so right. You know, it's true. It is true. It's surreal. And the thing that I would ask people to do is just before, please go to the polls and vote. But before you press the button for that person, that candidate, please know something about that candidate. And that is something that I believe too many people do. They're committed to voting, or either they don't vote. And if they are committed to voting, then they don't know for whom to vote. So we've got to do a better job of putting the word out and getting the message out and grilling these candidates, grilling these people who want to be our representatives in power, whether it's the Congress or the state legislature or the city council or the school board. We've just got to do a better job. And the other thing I think that's important is that we've got to test ourselves. We have got to become courageous. And that means being fearless. That means conquering our fear, not necessarily being fearless. I won't say that, but conquering our fear. So, for example, Alex, I have always been this, you know, sort of gun control type person until I saw the excesses and I said, okay, I'm not in favor of gun control anymore. I believe in the Second Amendment. But, you know, that took a lot of courage to do that because that's totally new territory for somebody like
me. Oh, that's sacrilege for a true liberal, you know, like Thomas Jefferson, a true Democrat. But nowadays, I mean, that's a sacrament. You don't say you're pro-gun, but you did that. You had the courage.
That's right. That's right. And you know, I'm out here now. I'm out here, and but I'm confident. I believe in my stance, and I know that the Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment in there for a reason, and it's probably because of things like the development of this InfraGuard that you're talking about and the Department of Homeland Security and these purchases of ammunition and on and on and on, the obliteration of the Bill of Rights. The Constitution doesn't even look like itself any longer. And this is something that we've allowed to take place.
Well said. Well, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. What do you want to get into first when we come back? Obviously, geopolitically, where things are going. I want to get into Ukraine. Yes, your take on Venezuela. You've traveled there, I know. And you traveled to Libya. I want to look back. They now admit Libya is 10 times worse than it was, a total disaster, as you showed it would be. But briefly, in 1 minute, what do you think Obama's legacy is going to be?
Impotence. That's what I think.
Rubber stamp.
Rubber stamp. A United States that has lost its way without leadership, sort of a runaway lack of leadership, lack of personality, lack of being. And I think people have to ask themselves, what does it mean to be a citizen of the United States now? This is a question that we're going to have to answer for ourselves.
That's right.
In order to be able to chart a way forward.
That's right. We've got to look in the mirror, like V from Vendetta says. Cynthia McKinney, always a fireball of great ideas. We'll be right back with her straight ahead. See, this is Cynthia. They won't let you hear.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the west, still got winter in the east. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Sorcerer of death's construction. The body's burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Official Cynthia McKinney at Facebook. And she's with us right now. Holder claims vast amount of discretion in enforcing federal laws. And Obama, more than ever, is acting as an executive branch dictatorship, which they'll pass on to the Republicans. That's why the Republicans haven't really been trying to shoot any of this power grab down, because the special interests that own both parties want authoritarianism. Look at how the CIA, in every case, doesn't put in new good elected governments. They put in dictatorships. They put in Al-Qaeda. They overthrow Ukraine, and then Russia grabs a tiny part of it, and they say Russia invaded. I'm not romanticizing Russia. It's just the facts, folks. The U.S. with NATO attacked Russia in 888 in Georgia. And CNN, that was a big learning experience for me that morning when I woke up. My wife's like, look, Russia's attacked Georgia. And I walk in at like 7:30 in the morning, turn on the TV, and CNN's reporting Russia has attacked Georgia. And it took me 2 hours to look at foreign press, and they later admitted it, that they'd attacked Russian military bases on the border and killed everybody. I mean, folks, that's dangerous media when they do stuff like that. And I wanted to go back to Cynthia McKinney because I know she's very well traveled around the world. We can pull up articles where they now admit in the Christian Science Monitor, you name it, that Libya is a hellhole compared to an oasis that it was for the development of Africa. In the Kony 2012 scam, they're now invading 8 different African countries for resources. AFRICON is a con. And look, you got to have Obama as the front man to do it. If Bush would have tried it, no one would have ever gone along with this. Cynthia, I just threw out the waterfront on international situation. What do you want to get into first?
Well, you know, Ukraine demonstrates the purposeful destabilization policy of the United States. And so now, and you're right to point out that these things are being done by fiat, really. You know, if you got fiat money, you can government by fiat as well. But you've got the death penalty for U.S. citizens by executive order, and you also got the death penalty for entire countries. That's what we are witnessing. And so Ukraine might not ever be the same again. Look at the destruction that's going on in Syria. I was in Syria at the time that Assad granted the interview to Fox, and Denis Kucinich was there. And, you know, there were bombs going off, but I got some experience in that. But I noticed how some people were running and cringing and crouching and, you know, every time there was this big thunderous jolt to the hotel that we were in, but Syria is not going to be the same again for a very long time. And so you can just go right down the line. And
you're pointing out that's the mission is destabilization. It's wreck the country, break it in 3 parts, turn al-Qaeda over to be in control, and then lecture us to give our rights up all day because al-Qaeda's hiding under the desk.
Now, what I've done, you know that I've taken a break, a 1 hour break, just so I can talk to you, and then I'm going to turn immediately back to my PhD work. And I'm working on Venezuela. One of the things that came out of WikiLeaks, and I've gone through all of the documents, some 2,200 documents on Hugo Chavez, greatly sanitized, I have to say. But I'm happy that we at least have these documents to look at whether they're sanitized or not, because they can't sanitize everything out of them. And this organization from the Global Intelligence Files, which were the Stratfor, which is right there in Texas, the Stratfor intelligence emails that were sent out. You discover that there's this whole sort of backwash of U.S. policy. This is not anything new because it happened in the COINTELPRO program, but it seems now to have been outsourced to these various, you know, shadowy organizations, Blackwater or whatever, you know, and then they do the dirty work, but it's still at the end of the day paid for by us taxpayers. So what I have discovered is that the OTPOR that helped in the destabilization of Serbia, which led then to the downfall of Milosevic, and that's someone that I met. I was on that congressional delegation that was led by, a delegation that had members of Congress on it that was led by Holbrooke. And so we sat there, and I had a chance to meet Milosevic. And unfortunately, you know, this is the way our government seems to operate, is that you get these members of Congress who really don't know anything other than what they've been told by the very people who are creating the problem. And then they go in and spout the same stuff without having done the background work. Well, anyway, Milosevic is brought down. This organization, IPOR, establishes a relationship, the leadership of IPOR establishes a relationship with the folks at Stratfor, and then before you know it, you've got the exact same thing happening. Now it's happening in Venezuela. So IPOR has a playbook, and if we look at the playbook, then we can see it happening. We can see it being implemented in Ukraine, in Iran, in Libya, over and over and over again. So now the people that the question that the people of the United States have to ask themselves is this what we want our government to do? Is this something that we are proud of as citizens of the United States? Is our government acting with our values as it acts in our name? And if the answer is no, then we have to do something about it. We have to resist. We have to find our courage. We have to find that courage, overcome the fear once we've informed ourselves and say, okay, we're going to do something different. And so that's why one of the things I really probably shouldn't say anything because I haven't, you know, sort of sourced this out yet. But
finish codifying it all. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is my idea. My idea is they want us to maintain walls of separation among the people of the United States, among the people who are footing the bill.
No, they admit divide and conquer. They admit divide and conquer. Yeah, that's the...
So why not have some of us come together and go around the United States? Let's have someone from the extreme far right. They're telling me that the militia is my enemy. I don't know that militia is my enemy. And I guarantee you, if I talk to people who are part of the militia, maybe we'll find out that there's at least some level at which we can work.
Oh, Cynthia, the real militia, guaranteed, listening to you right now, agrees with almost everything you're saying. And again, that's what the issue is. They want everybody scared to death. There's the Ron Paul Real Tea Party that was bullhorning Republicans and Democrats. Then the Republicans tried to take that over to get the Democrats to hate it, to create another divide and conquer. That failed. So now the Republican leadership of the Democrats is given money to kill the Real Tea Party. And then they don't want, quote, minorities to think they could be pro-gun or they could be pro-sovereignty. This is how they've done a number on everybody. But we have pro-gun marches that have got everybody out there, and we love it, and it scares the system. But briefly getting back to Stratfor, we've been over there probably 10 times in the last decade trying to get an interview from these people. And they always have the security guards throw us out. In fact, we ought to show that sometime. But the point is that Stratfor, when the emails came out, and we have it up on screen, wanted to show bin Laden body photos to shut up lunatics like Alex Jones and Glenn Beck, saying it was fake. And then we track back people that it looks like are connected into them once all that comes out, trying to then say that I work for them. So, see, that's how sophisticated COINTELPRO is that when it came out, they had operations to discredit us. Immediately, all these people started saying we were with them to smokescreen the fact that this CIA front group was coming after me. See how sophisticated that is?
Well, it's very sophisticated. And that's why we have to be able to snuff it out and smell it out. And the only way we can know what's in the playbook is to study what's been in the playbook in the past. And this kind of, they call it bad jacketing, where they put out a lie. And in fact, a member of the American Indian Movement, Anna Mae Pictou Aquash, was murdered because they said that she wasn't an FBI informant. And all she was a very promising leader for the American Indian Movement.
Amazing. Well, that's why Cass Sunstein at the White House said create infighting. And that's why anybody you see out there who isn't talking about issues, who isn't talking about freedom, who isn't talking about the basic Bill of Rights, but who's talking about infighting all day and attacking other people, you can bet your bottom dollar they're the real operative. They're the real informant.
Well, now that's why I decided that once I finish with this very intense work that I'm doing right now, I would like to reach out to four or five folks, and then we just travel all different political persuasions. And we just travel around the country as a group, and we have like town hall meetings where we talk. And I think that just by doing that, it will have an audience that is as diverse as the people who are on the panel. And then we just sit down and talk, and we let our hearts open. So we're not concerned about, well, did I use the wrong word or did I say it the wrong way? All that political correctness stuff will be thrown out for the moment so that we can be honest with each other.
Sure. Well, that's all done to stifle real debate and to make everybody so scared of everybody. A new political correctness, this modern thing, is to overwrite what Martin Luther King came out with and was saying is common sense. Judge people on the character of their deeds, their content, and what they do, who they stand for what's going on in their heart, soul, and mind, not off what religion or color they are. Now they've taken a liberal movement, turned it on its head, and made it all about what group are you in? So that you cease to be an individual, so you can't interface with other individuals. You've now got to operate as a group, and then you've got to operate with a leader telling you what to do.
That's exactly right. And as long as it's as things are that way, then the same old folks stay in charge. There's one thing, Alex, that I've been immersed in Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, WikiLeaks, global intelligence files. You know, I had another stalker, and he was from Texas. And I didn't know until I was into those global intelligence files that Stratfor was in Texas. I'm just wondering, I'm just wondering, why is it that folk who come to me in ways that are unwanted by me seem to come from Texas? But
well, I can tell you, Texas has been a just absolute hotbed of clandestine operations. So is New Mexico. And it's because a lot of the drugs are brought in here. Look at Arkansas and MENA. I mean, that's one of the big issues.
Well, did you talk about, I know you talked about the Malaysian plane, but did you talk about the two sets of war games that were going on? There was Cope Tiger and Cobra Gold. Did you talk about them?
Yes, I know. The whole thing's very suspicious, okay. And I, obviously there's a cover-up. Well, you've got a lot of sources. What do you think happened?
Well, I don't know what happened, but I spoke to the former chief of staff, to the former prime minister in Malaysia, and this is what he said. He said that instead of trying to figure out how this was done, he said we ought to he's a lawyer as well. He said we need to focus on who is the main question. Who has the motive and the capability to disappear a plane? He reminded me about the satellites, Diego Garcia, the NSA, and the improbability of losing an airplane when you've got war games going on in the region at the beginning before the disappearance and then after the disappearance. And, you know, there are not very many countries that do have that kind of a capability. Now, what he likes to put forward is this notion that the intelligence war that's going on between East and West, between the United States and the Five Eyes, and what China might have, and that the poor people on the plane are being held in the middle of this now. The families and the people on the plane are in the middle of this great intelligence war as to who has the capability and who's going to disclose the capability that they have. That's his take on it.
That's right. Who brought it down by remote control, which all these planes now have on board, and then it becomes a big, you know, blackmail by some party to reveal all this. Plus, you have a brain heist with all these top scientists on board. Cynthia, we've only got a few minutes left. It's always great to have you, and I hope you'll come back more often. We can take some calls next time. Briefly, 6% approval rating for Congress in some polls, 9 and 10 in others. almost everybody I know doesn't laugh at me anymore. They don't laugh at you. They say, yeah, we're in trouble. What do you do about it? As there's a total loss of confidence in the system, I don't think the police state's going to be able to protect the establishment.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. And what is going to take is us being together and being able to communicate with one another. That's why your show is so important, because you have people on there from all walks of life, and therefore you are providing a service for us to be able to communicate no matter where, what my background is. I feel the same as you on the Second Amendment. I feel the same as you on the Bill of Rights. I feel the same as you on the future of our country. I feel the same as you on what our country is currently doing in domestically as well as to the rest of the world. So how can we magnify what you are able to bring?
And what you've done, Cynthia McKinney, folks can check out your Facebook, Official Cynthia McKinney. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you.
She's awesome. Leanne McAdoo's report, I promise you're going to get it, coming up.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence.
They railed against the crown.
The enemy's technologies of manipulation are advanced, but if you're aware of how they operate, we can transcend it and have a future together. And as things get worse and worse, people will be looking for solutions. By the way, you've been hearing on the show more and more little excerpts from the 30-minute nightly news. This is really a first-rate nightly news. I mean, when it goes on television, it's going to be very popular. It's already on some television systems out there. But it's subscriber, prisonplanet.tv, $5.95 a month. get a year membership. You get 3 months free. 11 people can use the membership simultaneously. PrisonPlanet.tv has been around, I don't know, like 12 years, but now it's really first class. PrisonPlanet.tv. Become a member today. If you let your membership lapse, get another membership. The great reporters, myself, all of it. Here's Leanne McAdoo's report on the streets of Austin, Texas, yesterday. She shot it yesterday. It aired last night. This is the type of reporting you see every night, sometimes taped to air, sometimes live, you know, playing, you know, the tape clips on the nightly news. And of course, we have expanded live coverage during elections and things like that as well. All the films are online and so much more. And you're supporting the very tip of the spear in free independent media, PrisonPlanet.tv. Here is Leanne McAdoo's report on Obamacare.
I'm standing on South Lamar in downtown Austin, right in front of P. Terry's Burger Stand. P. Terry's is a very popular local business. People come here, they flock here because they are hungry for the organic, locally sourced beef and produce. It's non-GMO. They've really become successful on this platform. But in spite of all of that success, P. Terry's and other businesses across the nation are now facing a dilemma. Will they comply with Obamacare, meaning they're going to have to pay these hefty new insurance rates for their employees and pass the cost on to consumers? Or will they cut workers' hours so that they're only employing part-time workers? Or will they pay hefty fines for just not providing insurance to their employees at all? Meanwhile, right across the street, huge globalist corporations like McDonald's do not have to comply with the rules of Obamacare. They can continue providing subpar insurance to their employees, and they won't have to pass the cost on to the consumer, meaning they can continue to sell you fake plastic hamburgers for a dollar. You think a law is a law? Like, if it's illegal for me to run a red light, shouldn't it be illegal for you to run a red light also?
Yes.
So we're in consensus about that. Well, do you think it's right that Obamacare penalties don't apply to big corporations like McDonald's, but across the street at P. Terry's, they're going to have to either pay hefty fines or cut back employee hours?
I think that's wrong. I think that's wrong.
No, that's horrible. I didn't know that.
They don't have to comply with the law, meaning they can continue giving their employees really awful health insurance.
But ain't the law they have to apply? What will happen if they don't apply with the law to them?
Well, nothing's going to happen to them because they've got their buddies in Washington.
It's the way it is these days, I guess, right? What are you going to do?
What are we going to do? Vote. Yeah. And vote with your dollars. Would you pay an extra dollar to eat at McDonald's if you knew that it meant that they were giving their employees better insurance?
No. I only eat there because it's a dollar.
The money that is spent here, for the most part, stays here with the local employees, unlike a company like, say, a Home Depot or a Walmart that collects money from the local economy and then sucks it out.
If you have enough money, you can pretty much get away with anything.
Yeah. You have, that seems to be the rich and the big corporations are definitely getting away with not paying their fair share.
Anything. Murder. I mean, I've seen people that have a lot of money get away with murder. So
it's going to be posted up on Infowars.com. And the issue here is that the big corporations are exempt while they lobby for higher taxes on us. And they're going to keep doing that until we're all destitute if we don't make them go under the same laws. Okay? It's real simple. The full report is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There'll be more tonight, 7 o'clock Central, at Infowars Nightly News. We'll be back tomorrow on the radio, Lord willing.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.